For many of us who have taught in the humanities, it's a constant question that comes up. Is the subject that we teach relevant to a student's eventual ability to get a job? This kind of careerism has really taken over in many universities. And it's now common if you attend a recruitment session where parents and students are together to be asked first questions about whether there are jobs for a given college major. And almost never is there a good library on campus for students to study. What's frustrating to many of us who teach in the humanities is that in most cases, parents especially don't realize that there's a whole set of cognitive skills that come with either doing innovative work in the arts, preparing plays, for example, or taking a more academic subject such as history and learning from history, and in the process, learning to write, learning to think, learning to do research, all of the things that are certainly desirable for somebody looking for a job. So it's an uphill battle, and this careerism means that many students opt for a major they're not very excited about. Accounting is one example. But they do it because their parents want to hedge their bets that the student will be employable. Interestingly, we know that students will, in their lifetimes, really have about 5 different jobs, very different jobs. So preparing for any one is kind of a fool's errand for a modern student today.